Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling. Rocking with my best friend and the time will never end. Pick your brain for the convo that we normally keep within. Logging in, you just say when. Rocking fashion for the trend. It's a vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. A vibe that will never ever end. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend. Cause I'm chilling with my best friend.
Hello?
Brusty?
I'm back, man.
Hello.
I don't know what the heck was going on. All right, man.
What, you back on that EBT Wi-Fi?
No. Not today. Hey, I got the good Wi-Fi now, man. Ain't no going back.
Well, that's good.
I was just trying to figure out, you know, I record from my phone, but I do the word of the week from my laptop, and for some reason the files won't both pull up at the same time like they normally do.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I don't know what's up. But yeah, I'm gonna be making a run to Best Buy because this computer too much to be glitching and shit.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah, that computer cost somebody's life. So
legit. So they got some explaining to do.
Yeah, for real, for real. I need to get one myself.
Yeah, man, so far I ain't had no problem, man. I don't know what's up, but I ain't feeling it.
Yeah, it should be straight. You you reset it recently?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm gonna see what's up. Cause some ain't right. That's true. All I know.
True.
Yeah, we'll be back. Episode 36, man.
You know what it is. I've been over here on uhaul.com. I've been over here on toughmovers.com and
not Tough Movers. That sound like a that don't sound like something that you need.
Why?
Tough Movers? I ain't never heard of that.
That's what I need, a little mom and pop. Do you realize that College Hunks and what's the other one? Two Men and a Truck, all these other ones, these franchises, bruh, they trying to charge me. This lady quoted me to pack and to load my little small 1,100 square foot, three-bedroom apartment. She quoted me, what was it, 1,500, best.
1,500 to pack and move all your stuff?
Yes, 1,500 to pack and to load it onto the truck. I said, thank you, but no thank you.
Like, what the fuck?
I do it myself.
Be blessed.
Yeah, at that point. So look, so they charge $159 an hour for like labor or whatever. And then it was like $170 for packing. I'm like, why would packing cost more than labor, especially in these conditions? It could be raining that day. I have a flight of stairs. Like, at least packing you in the AC. I'm confused. But mm-hmm. And
yeah, that's unreal. Hey, so movers making that bread. Look,
Tough Movers, they talking about 60 an hour. I said that's more like it. My pockets is filling that one. So that's what I'm on right now.
Yeah, I was, hey y'all, I said, best, you pack yet? He was like, nah, I think about it. Like, bro,
yeah, pack for
you got like 20 days. You need to be packing like yesterday.
Is that what people do?
Yes.
Yeah, I was gonna pack the week up. Well, actually, I wasn't gonna pack at all, to be honest. That's probably why I haven't. So it's just, it ain't been in my mind.
Yeah, but you, I mean, you super organized, man, and you only been in that place for a year. So it's a little different. When I was moving, I had been in my spot for like 5 years. So right. I had to pack. You know what I'm saying? You just accumulate so much stuff over 5 years and stuff.
Not only that, it's like you said, it's been a year. So, and it's only an apartment. Now, if I had a house, you know, I had stuff posted up on the walls and, you know, stuff like that. That's different.
Yeah.
I ain't got ish. I mean, I do, but I don't. I'm simple. I'm simple and, like you said, organized. So that's another thing. I'm just being lazy because, best, if I really pack this crib, all I have is my bathroom stuff, linen, and the kitchen. Nothing else is getting packed. Everything else is bulky. I got a dining room table, bed. All my clothes is on hangers. That's just going to get... I got a... What's the name? Can't think of the name. The little protective baggie for the clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I got that. So, literally, it's just big stuff. So, I'm just being lazy as far as that goes. But... Yeah. It'd be straight. I'm gonna use one of these small mom and pops, you know, where they got the drunk guy that you just pay him in a 6-pack of beer, and then a pack, you know, a pack of cigarettes, and we gonna keep it pushing.
Hey, that's what you need though, for real.
Somebody drunk uncle.
Legit. That'll get you through there for a little nothing, a little brew, little pack.
A brew and your auntie's number, the one he got a crush on.
Exactly. You in there.
Yep. So that's what I've been on.
Well, this week been cool, man. I ain't been on nothing. This week has been busy work-wise, but it been quick, too, because I looked up like, damn, tomorrow Friday. That's wild.
Shit. So, thank God. This week been long for me, bro.
Right. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Just long for no reason. But, man, happy Cinco de Mayo.
Happy Cinco de Mayo, ho.
Yeah, I'm about to go get these tacos and tequila pronto.
Yeah. Well, and, you know down here, it's a bunch of Puerto Ricans, so they don't celebrate that. You know, up north, we got a bunch of Mexicans. So,
mm-hmm.
You know, ain't nobody down here on that.
They're going to be looking at y'all crazy if you ask him.
Yeah, like, why he got that sombrero on? Don't worry about it.
Nah, that's funny. And happy 33rd birthday to the GOAT, to Christopher Maurice. Mm-hmm.
Today his B-Day?
Yes, sir.
What he doing, snorting coke?
Hey, watch your mouth.
You know what? I don't even know where that came from.
Oh, my God.
I would never come at Christopher like that.
I can't squeeze me. Did nobody ask you shit, Bess? Supposed to say happy birthday, keep it moving. How did it take such a drastic turn?
HBD, big dog.
I should have on his birthday at that.
Ain't that when people do it?
Disrespect you? No. That's the one day they don't.
Nah, I mean with the other thing. Getting in touch with that white girl, that nose candy.
Goodbye.
That powder.
Goodbye. Cause all right, you about to piss me off. You about to disconnect. look,
it ain't been a good 7 minutes. You about to piss me off. Now, what'd you say? You know you're in a toxic relationship when they was like, all right, now we was doing good.
We was doing so damn good. And here you go. Damn.
My fault, cuz I had to pick the energy up, dog. You know, I had to drop one real quick. My fault.
Right, you just wanted to hear me cuss today. I sounded too somber for you. Nigga, it's raining outside, and man, it's all dark in my room, you know?
It ain't a good episode until Bess cussing me out. What you mean?
And then you gave this man the acronym birthday. You know we hate that.
I can't stand that, dog. That's exactly why I did it.
Fuck you.
That's my bestie for catching that.
Fuck you. That's how, like, bro, responded to that.
Bro, don't even tell me happy birthday at that point. Don't HBD me on my Facebook wall, dog, because I'm going to delete it. No, thank you.
They going to come back do it again. I could have sworn I said HBD to him. They going to rewrite it.
Petty.
Oh, my God.
By the time it took you to write it twice, you could have just spelled out the full words, man. Damn, I can't stand that. Happy birthday. If you ever tell me happy birthday, spell it out, all right? Don't HBD me, because you're getting deleted and blocked.
Woo, that mess funny, man. Woo, you thought I wasn't going to catch it.
Yeah, man. Yeah, my birthday ain't coming up for another 3 months, huh?
No, but we will be in Florida right under Abel's nutsack, so I'm excited.
So, you nasty. But,
Are we not?
And so, yeah, you're right.
I pay you for it. I know what I'm
saying. Man, you ain't lying, bro. That ticket cost me a left nut. So, yeah, you're right. So, check it, though. As soon as I touch down in Indy, I want to start looking at flights, best, because that mess is getting ridiculous. So,
I know. I'm saying we're gonna be in the car.
That's what, listen, I'm down for an 18-hour trip.
Dude, and you already know, best. I didn't already told you. I got Disney, too. So, I'm suffering.
When?
So, you know, we was actually supposed to go next week. But
supposed to go in May, right?
Yes, mom's got a new job, so she couldn't take that time off. as originally planned. So actually, me and Eli are flying to North Carolina next week.
So when is Disney? So when is Disney?
So Disney is now going to be in October.
Oh, okay.
So it's still far enough away, you know, to where I can find decent tickets. But damn, bro, I'm gonna be in Florida a lot.
Well, that's good. That's good.
Yeah. But yeah, man, you ready to hop right on in here?
Yeah, we starting off with the email?
Yes, sir. You already know.
I ain't read it yet, so this is going to be a first for me.
I read it.
I want to be surprised.
I bet you did. All right, y'all. So, Duty sent us an email. He, no subject.
This guy.
So informal.
No foreplay.
Yo, yo, it's me. He said, I definitely have big issues as well. I completely commend Duty for even acknowledging it from just the standpoint of being a man to the ego sense of it. I'm in the same boat, to be honest. Y'all already know I don't speak much on my issues because I usually bottle them up and deal with it. And I fucking hate being questioned. Like, what the fuck you want to know what I'm doing or where I'm at? I always give a look like, why, motherfucker, but whatever. LOL. And he said, this is a nod back to our last episode, episode 35. He said, buddy, a ho-ho out here with that response to his girl. I agree that type of behavior can create a bitter female. The responses on Twitter from other ho-ass niggas is like, he's so aggressive.
Right.
Why they gotta be ho-ass niggas, Duty?
Because they are. That's what they, listen, is that not what I called them? Because that's what they are.
Y'all both did. Y'all are funny. He said, but a lot of people be trolling online too, so it's hard to distinguish between real and trolls. Anyways, love y'all whores. Sincerely. Not sincerely.
Oh my God.
How you end on sincerely? Oh my God. Sincerely, Malcolm Triple X.
Right, because what you sincere about? What in that letter is sincere?
What a part of this is endearing for you.
You're right. You're right.
Nah, listen, you already know. I know how y'all feel because I felt the same way. And man, seeing like hearing other people's side of the story and sides of the argument, I get it, man, but it's a big no for me, dog. And that's why it's so important to date people who are interested in loving you in your love language.
Yes, Lord.
You know what I'm saying? Like, y'all, man, not to be on a soapbox or nothing, but it's so fucking important to date people who will love you the way you know you want to be loved, who will show you attention the way you want to be shown attention to, because people don't give and receive love the same. You know what I'm saying? So if you're dating somebody, you know, who is a workaholic, who never has time, and you crave quality time as one of your love languages, baby, y'all not gonna make it. I don't care how much y'all like each other, love each other, whatever the case is, y'all just not gonna make it.
I really don't know that I could add anything to that. I mean, that's spot on. Like you said, you first start talking to somebody and you realize y'all got a lot in common. You like each other, or they're making you laugh, they're complimenting you. It's comfortable and it's easy. Mm-hmm. All of that is great. That's extremely important. But before too much time passes, y'all need to get into it. Have that love language talk, because I think it's underrated. It's a conversation that's not held enough, because it's extremely important. I mean, you can vibe with somebody, but later on find out like, damn, you don't love me the way I need you to love me. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know, it's really crazy how important that is. And sometimes it's just like too late, or you feel more for somebody than they feel for you, or you're later on disappointed or let down because it's just not in them to give you words of affirmation. You know, they're more of a acts of service type of person. And maybe as a man or woman, you need to hear it. And they're just not that person. So I think that love language talk, I think that's extremely important within like the first few dates, if y'all really feeling each other like that and y'all both see potential.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then people date for various reasons. And what I did understand and know is that people, like, people don't consider dating the same thing. Like, dating doesn't mean the same thing for everybody.
Which is wild to me.
It's so wild because I see it as the same thing. Like, you know what I'm saying? If I'm going to date, like, if we just gonna have fun, that's different. Right. But if we are gonna be seriously dating, then my intention is to make it serious. You know what I'm saying? Like, at this big age, we not just
especially at this
sleep
age.
Around. You know what I'm saying? Like, and that's why you got to be clear up front with what you want from whatever situation.
Mm-hmm.
So
especially at this age, I like you said. I mean, I date with intention too. I've always been like that though. What do we? I mean, yeah. If you just want somebody to hang out with, or you just want some companionship, okay, cool. That's one thing. Hopefully, you communicate that, and it's mutual. But I've never been the type to like date multiple people at once, because, like, for one, I don't have the time, nor energy, nor emotional capacity. Because when I do something, I usually give them my all, or I do it with intentions to eventually give them my all. If I see that I'm gonna get that in return, or if I see that that's what it could be. So, I mean, I could never date multiple women at once. It's just, I ain't got it.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, everybody different, man.
Yeah, and do y'all. You know what I'm saying? Just, if you're interested in dating me, please keep that far away from me.
Yeah, because you got to understand that if we talking about dating, I'm trying to take it all the way. And if you not, then keep it moving, ho.
Yeah, what he said.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Hey, I mean that. Listen, I mean that. Just anytime anybody holler at me, that's just gonna be my preface right there.
Yeah, straight to the point.
Yeah, because what you here for?
Yeah, like, what are we doing? And like you said, we getting too old, dog. Clock is ticking, bro. I don't need no more friends. What you mean?
Yeah, I got enough, y'all. Please, please, please. I got enough. What are you trying to do? You trying to go on vacation or not? Because at this point, that's where I'm at with it.
Yeah.
Do you want to go on vacation?
So y'all on y'all second date.
Okay. Do you believe in vacations or not? That's an important question. Now, what are we doing?
Yeah.
All right, man. So, yeah, shout out to Duty for sending us an email, man. I didn't expect that coming from him. We talked all day long.
For real,
I swear, when we don't talk to each other for a day and a half in the group chat, we all looking at each other crazy.
Right, like who died?
Who died? Why you gotta take it?
Oh, my bad. That's not what y'all be thinking. My fault.
Jesus. Ooh, all right. So where we going next, Bess?
To hell if we don't pray.
Well, okay, grandma.
That's what my mama used to say.
That's what my grandma used to say. Then, yeah, we got a whole list of fucking questions. You ain't do shit. I told you to.
Oh, you so right. I did not do my homework. I ain't even gonna front. You know what? I'm sorry. Hold on. I'll hop on right damn now.
All right. I'm gonna keep the people busy. So, hot topic for the week, y'all. Of course, Roe versus Wade is looking to be overturned. And if you're not familiar with politics, that's basically abortion rights, just plain cut and dry. And right now, the Supreme Court is looking to overturn it. And I just have never seen such in my life. I feel like for anyone, any gender, any classification, any whatever you want to call yourself, whatever you want to do, to tell anybody else what to do with their body is insane to me. But it's even crazier for men to be in charge of what women do with their bodies.
Mm.
Like, stay out of women's business, bitch. That's just how I feel about that situation. And I wish I could go there and say that. But, you know, I really don't know how to put it no more plainly than that. I don't understand why people feel so entitled to tell people, you know, they have to have a child if they get pregnant, whatever. And we all know those special cases where people get pregnant that aren't trying to, or it was forced, or whatever the case is. Like, and these people are really up against, you know, being criminally charged now for having a baby, or not having a baby, excuse me, having an abortion.
Yeah, I mean, when it comes to death, especially when it comes to any type of harm to a child, I mean, that's obviously gonna ruffle some feathers, to say the very least. Man, I've always felt like you. I mean, you can't tell somebody what to do with their body.
Mm-hmm. That's the thing too that people, that's what they're looking at though. They're looking at it like it being a death of a child and not the death of a fetus. You know, that not the death of a child that may have not made it anyway.
Yeah.
Or, you know, for whatever reason, be it that their organs were misplaced, mm-hmm. or what, just so many different variables there. Why people get abortion. It's like, people don't just go out. First of all, abortions ain't cheap. You know, y'all can just look that up. That's common knowledge. Abortions are not cheap, y'all.
Yeah.
And not only that, but people get abortions for various reasons, but people seem to think that people just get them just because they just out here having sex raw and they don't want to have a kid.
Right.
And that's so far from the truth. Like, I seen this post today, man, and it had 15 different scenarios that were all vastly different, as to why people get abortions and ew. I just, all these old ass white men that are voting against that is just unreal to me. So fucking unreal.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know anybody. I've never heard of anybody who's out here just having sex, getting pregnant, getting an abortion, getting pregnant. Like, no woman wants to put her body through that.
Mm-hmm.
And not only that, like you said, there could be very specific circumstances, very unique circumstances. And so you can't have this umbrella rule or umbrella law, because there's just no way to do that.
Mm-hmm.
I just think everybody should be able to make their own decision.
Absolutely.
And in like regards you said, to
their body, shit.
Yeah, and like you said, especially no dude should be telling a woman what to do. The only time I can see a man and a woman having a conversation is if they lay down together and they're saying, hey, how you feel, what would you like to do? And that's a civil conversation that they have.
Exactly.
But other than that,
them and that, you know, if they are have that capacity to do so, yeah. And it wasn't like a situation where it was forced or, you know, like molestation or some, you know, or rape, mm-hmm. or something, you know, something more serious along those lines, that it definitely should be between them two people.
And
at the end of the day, that's your health. You know what I'm saying? That's your health. We don't have to get permission for everything else that we do with our bodies.
And then another thing about that is, you know, especially like the older white people, you know, especially them conservatives and all that stuff, they'd be like, okay, we'll just, you know, have the baby and put it up for adoption. Nigga, I can't begin to tell you how many people I've known who have been adopted, and these foster home stories, Bess, are unreal.
Oh, you know I know, Bess. I worked in foster care for, straight out of college. That shit is horrifying.
You need to be on a panel explaining to these idiots why sometimes that is not the better choice. Do you realize what some, I'm sorry, not you, but people in general, do mm-hmm. people realize what some of these kids go through?
Yeah.
Like, it's so sad, you know, like, bro, it's tragic. And, yeah, I've witnessed it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's, I don't know. Hopefully, I don't know where they at with it. Like, I've heard a little bit about it, but I don't keep up with politics. Politics don't do anything for me, and people gonna do what they want to do anyway. I vote, I do my due diligence, and then I keep it pushing, because what we gonna, you know, what I'm gonna have a conversation and debate people and get all worked up for, like, whatever, dog. They, you know, them people, they in office, they get elected, they gonna make the decisions, and it is what it is. We gotta go with whatever they decide, and that's that.
Yeah, because some people said, damn, y'all gonna overturn this. What's next? Civil rights? Y'all gonna overturn that shit too? You know what right. I'm saying? And that's just, I'm just like, yeah, I'm with that, because at the end of the day, like, damn, I never seen them doing no shit like this, you know? Yeah. And why is it not okay for people to just choose what the fuck they want to do? Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Y'all letting people choose, you know, to change their bodies and change their sex and change how they identify themselves and all this other stuff, but y'all the same people that are saying that these people can't then choose to have a baby or not, you know? Like, it's just...
So, Roe v. Wade was, what, like, the 60s? 70s?
I don't know, Bess.
I want to say it was around that era. I had to look it up. I'm sorry. I'm not more prepared. But why now? That's what I'm getting at.
Yeah, why now? Why break something that ain't, you know, why fix something that ain't broken? Yeah, 1973.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. So you don't know, like who's doing it? Whose idea was this and why now?
I have no idea, Bess.
So they just stirring the pot.
Mm-hmm. I have no idea what caused this. I just seen the back, you know, the backlash of it.
I don't think it's going to get overturned.
I hope not. I don't know where they are in the decision either. But what's crazy to me, Bess, is the fact that, and somebody else just put this on Twitter, and this what made me want to bring it to you too, is that we do have a black female VP, and she ain't said shit. hello, bitch. Now's your fucking chance.
Right. Do. Is this thing on?
Yeah. Kamala?
Kamala? Cammy?
K-Dog? Whatever the fuck you want to be called. Where you at?
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, now's your chance to speak the fuck up.
I didn't know we still had a VP. You know, I really hadn't seen her since the election.
Best ain't nobody seen either one of them. And we seen Robinette fall down the damn stairs, and I ain't seen his ass since.
That's so tragic.
Fuck. Like, what the fuck, dog?
Yeah.
I never believed in that lesser of two evils things, but the lesser of two evils ain't looking too great.
Yeah.
But anyway, enough of that politics shit. You know, we don't really do that.
Yeah, we won't bring that over here.
But Bess, you find something to move us along?
Hell no, I don't like none of these, to be frank with you.
I told you.
God damn, dog.
It's 100 though. You don't
that, damn, you right. And I don't like not one. Ooh, I'm picky.
Wow.
It's important what we bring to the people. We got a certain, you know, agenda that we stick to. We can't be doing all this. Some of this is too deep. Some of this is like high questions. Like, do you believe in aliens? Who the hell, y'all? Let me ask people. Y'all trying to hear about if we believe in aliens or not?
Not do you believe in aliens? I did not see that.
Yeah, it's on there.
That definitely aliens. Wasn't. that definitely wasn't a model. That's why I deleted it originally, because I was like, man, we hit all the ones that was good.
Let me tell you something. It is a Ebony King and a Mocha Queen on this podcast. All right, we are Negroes. We are not about to sit here and talk about no damn aliens.
Not Negroes.
We are colored. We are not.
I was like, where is he going with this?
We are not about to sit here talking about no damn aliens. That is for the other ones. The other, yeah, you know.
Oh, Jesus. Please don't start this. Please. Right, please.
We not. You don't like none of these?
No.
Let me see. You like talking about how the opposite sex irritates you. I like when you talk about it. That messes with it.
I did have a question for you, man, that I actually heard on Mixed Emotions, man. I was like, oh, this is a nice ass topic, y'all. Now
what's up?
And now I don't know how you feel about it, but this is just kind of a fly by episode, y'all. So Mixed Emotions, I think they a couple episodes ago, they all picked their favorite artists or whatever. And they was like, if you had to introduce somebody to your favorite artist and you only had one chance to, like one chance to convince them that they was just fire, you know, who, what song and what artist would you choose? And I really liked that one.
Yeah, that'd be difficult. See, that's something I can give you something on the fly. But for it to be pinpoint accurate, I'd have to look through like their discography or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know. But yeah, that's cool. That's cool. I take it you got yours.
Mm-hmm. I had a few from a few different artists.
You know, real quick, that reminds me. Yesterday, I don't even know how we got on it, but we started playing like a little quick game. Me and Ty on I asked her who her favorite male R&B artist was of all time. So, of course, she said Usher. And so...
Not of course. I didn't know that.
Well, so I was like... Well, I'm saying that's...
Oh, okay.
Not her specifically, but I feel like a lot of people would say Usher. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, I was like, okay, let's do this. Usher in my top five. So, I was like, let's go song for song. Let's play Hot Potato, but with Usher songs. And it was a little bit of a fun game. It's something we could, like, I'm curious. I want to pick an artist and play with you one of these days. I did end up getting her, which is funny because she started picking Usher songs I never even heard of, like from his first album. I'm like,
not his first album.
Yeah, I'm like, I don't know how you didn't beat me because like, there's no way. We made it like 5 songs in each before she got stumped because you got like 5 seconds to rebuttal and to give a rebuttal and so she ended up taking a good L. So sorry that just reminded me of that. And like,
hey, that would be a dope game, like in general, to patty.
Yeah, I'd be curious to play that with you. Not on Chris Breezy because you're gonna kill me on that. I can't even come close. But somebody we both like, we're gonna have to do that. But anywho, I don't know, Bess. I mean, maybe.
Not maybe.
Okay. You know me, Luther. I probably play like Here and Now. You know.
Okay. If I did Luther, I would do House Is Not a Home because damn it.
Yeah, no. And that's the thing. Like it just depends on the type of person they are. Like I go based on who I'm talking to. Like I know what song to play to put you on to this artist. You know, right. Based on who you are. You know? Like if you ain't really a lovey dovey type, I could still play you some Luther. It just wouldn't be the ultimate wedding song of all time. You know? Right.
No, I like that though. I like that choice. If I was going to choose, if I was going to choose Chris, I'm trying to think of what song I would play for somebody.
Cause you got too many though.
I don't know. I love Lost and Found though.
I don't even know if I ever heard that. See, you can't pick that one.
Not you can't. I'm trying to put you on though. Come on, you ain't never heard of dude.
Okay, so let me get this straight. I like Chris Brown. If I play Lost and Found, you telling me I'ma thoroughly enjoy that song to the point to where I'm gonna wanna look up the rest of this man's music.
Hell yeah. That sounds fire.
Meanwhile, I never even heard of this song. All right, Bess. You ain't doing too well right now. I'm about to download it right now.
Now listen, it's funny because you know how Fredro is, and I was putting this song in the car one day, and he was like, "Damn, I like this song a lot."
Yeah,
that's my song.
But Fredro, we know he hit or miss, dog. He got an unpopular opinion 98% of the time.
I don't know if we gonna. Have you heard Lottery?
No.
Oh my god. So you only know the things from his first album.
I only know what's on the radio.
Oh shit. Woo. All right. I don't know how to help you. You gonna make me mad.
You know what? We about to skip over this. What impression do you think you give somebody when you first meet them?
Why you had to read it fast?
Because I had to shift your brain real quick.
Okay, cool. Listen, we're gonna come back to this, okay? Put a pin in it.
All right, cool.
Put a pen in it. All right.
A pen.
Sorry. So what impression do I give?
Do you think you give?
I think I'm a little standoffish, to be honest.
Wow. Like
we're not engaging in conversation.
Wow.
Like if you just see me standing there, I feel like I look unapproachable.
That is not what I asked.
That's not. I mean, you read it so fast.
My fault. Okay. Thank you. No time to process it. You were so confident in your answer too.
Damn, was it good?
I mean, I think I'm a little standoffish, you know. That I'm gonna go with that for 200, Alex.
I feel like people would see me as standoffish. That's what should I have worded it differently?
Yeah, well, no, because that's not even what listen. What what impression do you think you give when you first meet someone? As in, hey, how are you? Name is so-and-so.
Okay, shut your ass up. You should have read it slower first. Damn. Give me a second.
If you liked it slow, I got you. I didn't know that, though, you little nasty, nasty.
Jesus, help me.
No? Okay. not calling on the man upstairs.
Right. What is like? Come on, man. He's the only one that can help us right now. Goofy.
Yeah.
When I first meet somebody.
When you first meet somebody.
Fun loving or goofy. I crack a joke to ease the tension. Not 90% of the time. Okay. I know how I feel like you come across.
How you know? You ain't had a first impression of me in 12 years.
I have other people's first impression. I see you. I see you meeting other people for the first time.
Oh, okay. I like that. Go ahead.
Screw you, pal.
I like learning things about myself.
You just seem super sure of yourself and like just put together. You like, oh, this nigga, hey.
What that mean?
You might know something. Like, you just look like you got your shit together. You just come across as a dude who know who they are. Like, you're sure of yourself, confident, and you got your shit together. That's how you come across.
I know this is like on the fly, but I would really appreciate if you can give me like a specific example, because I feel like I know what you're saying, but I can't visualize it because I'm not thinking about it in that moment when I meet people. You know what I'm saying?
Yes. Okay. So when you meet somebody, like, you know, we raised old school. So you still shake people's hand, look them in the eye. Right. And you just like, yeah, my name's Kelly. You know, you just real suave and cool and just, you ain't got to say too much. Like, people don't normally get your personality if they only meet you like in one quick sitting. You know what I mean?
Right.
As goofy and as laid back and all this that I know you to be.
Right.
That's not how you come across when you first meet somebody. You just you reserve, but you are very confident. You just exude confidence. Like, hey, he know his shit. You know,
yeah.
You just super calm, cool, collected. Yeah, that's just how you come. That's just how you come across to me.
That's what happens when you slanging that thing, boy.
Good night.
You know what? Okay, you're right.
This is going to be a real short episode. Tell the people bye.
Okay, no, you're right.
Right now.
You know, I'm sitting here listening, and...
Are you listening?
No, check it. I'm sitting here listening, and that is amazing, Bess, because I've never heard that. So, like I said, I just thoroughly enjoy learning things about myself or hearing other people's perspective. I mean, good and bad, you know? I can take constructive criticism and this and third.
Have your facts straight though when you come to me.
Have my facts straight when I come to you?
Yeah, anybody. That's just like a PSA. You said you can take constructive criticism. I'm like, yeah, me too. But have your facts straight when you come to me.
Oh yeah, yeah. No, I feel that. If I feel like somebody, you know, was maybe a little off in their reading of me, I would ask them like, okay, well, what made you feel that way? Then I'd be like, oh, okay, if it's
something to be clear, I'm gonna tell you.
Yeah, you're right.
You a damn lie.
See, now I try to be a little more understanding than that because I don't know what viewpoint they coming from, you know? So they might be seeing something that I don't because I'm me. So it's hard to be objective. So, but I respect that. I'm gonna have to pay attention next time. I do definitely agree with you don't like you said, get that goofy side until the ice is broken or something, this, that, and the third, because, and I told you before, I don't know if everybody gonna take it well, you know? I don't know if everybody understand my sense of humor and whatnot, and I don't want to come off as, like, you know, just this overly energetic guy who's just, like, because I could be quick with it, you know what I'm saying? And I don't know, because, I don't know, I just don't know how people gonna take it. Plus, I be chilling, you know? I don't be trying to make everybody laugh. Like, make me laugh, nigga.
Wow. Make me laugh. Think, where did that come from? Who are you today?
Right. No, you're right. Oh, I'm tired, God. Man. I'm so doggone sleepy. That mess is crazy. You know, it's the end of the week, so
I know that's probably why we so off, man. Because, whew.
Yeah, it's all good though. Shoot, we still having fun and whatnot.
The fun episode. Nah, we can't call it that because it started off too serious.
What we start off with?
Roe versus Wade.
Oh, damn. Yeah, no. Jeez. Well, hell, you the one sending me dark humor jokes. You need to tell the people what you read. They might get a kick out of it.
No way. That mess was funny, though, man. You didn't say nothing. I don't think you responded, did you? You did not respond.
That's because I think something else was brought up, and so I forgot.
Ooh, that mess was funny, though. Okay.
No, it was funny. Shoot. I liked it. I liked it a lot.
Okay, I'm like, dang, we should be friends with whoever this is.
See, now you gotta say it because we talking about it and whatnot. People gonna want to know what it is.
All right, y'all. So, the Roe versus Wade debate was happening on Twitter, and somebody.
Oh Lord.
Sorry. I'm the wrong person to read this shit. I'm going back to it and laughing. No, it's not loading, Bess. You gotta say it. What you say?
You got it?
Yeah, I think I found it. Okay. All right, y'all. So somebody was like, oh, so this is so terrible. It's real dark humor. So if you don't like dark humor, fast forward.
Welcome.
30 seconds. They said, oh, so God could kill his only son, but I can't.
I love it.
Y'all, when I tell y'all, I was cracking up, man, because I am able to find humor in a lot of things. And exactly. I feel like for hundreds and thousands of years, Black people have been getting through tough times with humor, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then somebody else made it worse, y'all, and commented under it and was like, if it's God's child, I'm going to get if it's God's child, I'm going to just give him full custody.
Damn. Damn.
When I tell you I was over here crying, laughing, man.
I love it.
Oh, my gosh. Woo. We need to be friends with whoever said that, because that message is funny to me.
Bro, I was just talking to one of my coworkers, man. Like, people need to learn to laugh, dog. Like,
You have to. That makes it better. That makes the hard times better. You got to laugh through it.
Life is already hard enough, serious enough. Like, chill, man. Like, learn to let your hair down. And it's just jokes, people. Like, damn.
Yeah, if you don't find that funny, man, we can't be friends. Because when I tell you I was cracking up, I was like, oh, my God. What
the hell? And unsubscribe while you at it, ho.
Oh, okay, best. Hey. That little lot of dip on your chip.
I'm just saying, cause man, I like to laugh. I like to find a silver lining in things. I like to make, keep smiling. And life is too short to be upset and all that stuff, man. Like, I mean, don't get me wrong. You know me best. I know how to be serious and whatnot. That's completely different.
Yeah, when it's a serious topic, I definitely, man. Anybody listening, hopefully they know that. But you know, when you can find exactly. the funny in something, you should.
Exactly.
It just makes it easier to deal with, to be completely fair.
I agree. Real quick before I forget, going back to first impression, I'm going to have to disagree from what I've seen about yours. I definitely wouldn't say that you're standoffish.
That was when I didn't understand your question.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Well, okay. Yeah. So that's for one. Goofy, I don't know if I would go as far as saying goofy either. It's very natural. See, goofy to me is like, oh, that's your homegirl? Oh, she's silly? Like, I don't think that's the first impression that people get of you. I think they see you have a great sense of humor, but I think it's more natural and form-fitting than goofy. Goofy, as a first impression, sounds like a little bit over the top to me. Okay. And that's not you at all, because like, yes, people can see right up front, oh, she's funny. But it's more like a down-to-earth funny. She don't take things too seriously funny. She has intelligent humor, but she can also be silly. You know what I'm saying?
That makes sense. That makes perfect sense.
Yeah, I think people's first impression of you is like, oh, she real chill. She easygoing. Like, she's down-to-earth. She just, I feel like there's a word that I'm looking for. Like, natural is thrown in there. It's just... You just easy. You know what I'm saying? It's just,
hey.
I mean, no, not like that, nasty.
Why gotta be easy?
You easy as hell then. No, I'm just playing.
No, but no, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah. But, I mean, it's dope because it gets better the more people get to know you, because you got a bunch of different layers, and it's like, it's just undeniable, you know? Like I said, you legit could be sweet and caring and giving, but then you could be a savage too and cussing people out. I'm like, yes.
I don't know how I manage this balance, dog.
I do. I don't get it, because you not many women can do it, dog, and you definitely got that balance, and I'm just like, yo, that is dope.
I'm gonna give you whatever you give me back tenfold. Just know that that mess is crazy to me, and I am me. That mess is nuts.
Bruh, like, previous arguments that you've had just be replaying in my head, and it cracks up throughout my day. Do you realize that I'd be thinking about you arguing with a partner or ex-partner, and I just be cracking up, just going about my day? Oh my god.
Hey, sometimes I be having to check myself, like, hey, you didn't even have to say that, dog. You really didn't. But then I think about what they said to me and I'm like, yep. All right, cool. And let me tell y'all something. If Best tell me I'm not wrong, because this man is not gonna sugarcoat. Best tell me I'm not wrong, it's a go.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's a go.
No, you be making perfect sense. I mean, and I'll let you know, like, all right, Best, yeah, I mean, you might be being a little dramatic, but I feel where you're coming from. But
oh, you do. You definitely would tell me if I'm being dramatic.
Yeah, but most of the time it's like, nah, Best, that mess is kind of mind blowing to me. Like, damn, that's what they said, or
you know. Yeah. And then you fucking right. And then there I go.
Hey, man, I got to say it, man. I'll never forget it. Y'all was just playing, but Fred, you had said something Fred wasn't feeling. He was like, nah, F that. You was like, no, F you.
I knew you was going to say that.
Like, bro, that is easily one of the funniest moments, bro. Like, that mess is hilarious, dog. Like, you just, it was so quick. You had it on cue. Like, you was just waiting to let that one go.
Like, man, because the one thing you're not going to do is tell me that something I care about is not important. No, fuck you. What you mean? Talking about fuck this. No, fuck you. What you mean, dog? You ain't going to say, you basically said fuck me when you said that. You know what I'm saying? I'm telling you, get mad again. You telling me that something I sincerely care about don't matter at that point.
Right.
So it is F you. You already did say F me, Loki. So I'm going to say it with my chest.
I don't know why I find aggressive couples so hilarious, because I could never be in an aggressive relationship. I don't know why. Bro, that mess is hilarious.
You know what's terrible, though?
What's that?
I do not want an aggressive relationship, bro. I do not. I want to be soft, Best. I want to be.
But you're so great at them. Like,
hey, I'm a chameleon, baby. I told you, what you give me, I give you back tenfold. But I am in my soft girl era.
Okay, let me ask you this. You know me when I'm in a relationship and I'm harassing my partner, right? That's how I view you. As an aggressor in your relationship, is it not the same in those moments? And I'm not saying y'all argue, but I'm saying, like, y'all kind of, you know, going tit for tat, but y'all ain't arguing. You know what I'm
saying? Right, this ain't a fight, yeah. It's a
fight, but y'all cursing at each other. Like, but that's just how y'all talking. Is that not an equivalent to when I'm harassing my partner?
Yeah, I guess I'm glad you put that into perspective. Yes, I would see that as the same.
And I love it. It is so damn entertaining, Best. And that's why I pray that, like, you be soft all you want, but please, just every now and then, just give me that aggressive. Like, that balances everything.
That ain't gonna go nowhere, bad. I be cussing Best out, y'all, all the time. Hey, when we just seen each other a couple weeks ago, Best is back here fucking air punching behind my back. Then he close his shit to my face. And I'm like, if you hit me, I'm gonna fuck you up. And then the video just cut off. So, little do they know, you just got messed up. That's all they know. That's all they heard from you.
That's all I need, dog.
No, but yeah, that's the same. I like that. But I just mean overall. Overall, I'm with you, man. I need them peace beads, Best. I just want to be peaceful and happy and in love. And just, I don't want no problems, dog.
Yeah.
Come healed. Hey, if you're trying to get at your girl, come healed.
You know, let me.
He got 80% man followers anyway. Come healed, dog, if you're trying to talk to your girl.
Let me say, though, but let me say, be careful what you wish for now. Because you got to, I don't want to say pick your poison. That's extreme. But you got to be careful, because forever, I always hoped, like, to find someone who's chill. You know, because you're so sick of the extra, like, man, you just want to tell your partner, like, chill, relax. It ain't even all that.
And like, then it's a too chill.
Then you find somebody that's too chill.
Yeah, that's real. You know what I'm
saying? So you got to be careful with that, because it's like, I'm high energy. Now, yes, I can chill. I can really chill. And then people be like, well, what's wrong? Like, nothing, I'm just chilling. I ain't on 10 all the time. Ain't nothing wrong. But you just, man, you got to be careful, because you're going to be talking up a storm. You're going to be passionate about something. And then your partner's going to be like, oh, okay. And he's going to piss you off.
That's nice. And you're like, wait a minute.
Yeah, like talk, say something, make a joke, start a conversation. Like, why I feel like I'm leading the way, you know what I'm saying? So you just gotta be careful with that. So, but I mean, hopefully that they're adaptable, they hear your concerns, and then you just, you know, go from there.
No, that's real. So that definitely is real.
So just find that balance. That's my point.
Okay, I got a quick question to piggyback off of that.
Yeah.
What is one non-negotiable for a partner? Like, not, it's off the table. You're not going for nothing less than this one thing right here.
Yeah, how much time you got?
I said one.
I got this, dog.
Okay, I already know you do. What's the biggest?
Damn, that's it's hard to pick just one.
And let's say character. Let's say character. Like, take finances and appearance off the table.
I like that.
Those are givens.
Just character. Damn.
You want me to go?
Yeah, go ahead. Because this is something I feel like you would be able to answer.
Pinpoint? Yeah. I'm going to say, I've always said sense of humor. I can't date nobody that's just not fun. I can't date nobody that we over here laughing and you over there scowling in the corner trying to figure out why I'm laughing.
But see, that's the thing. I've never come across somebody who don't have a sense of humor. It's just a matter of what type of sense of humor.
You got to match my sense of humor. I'll put it like that.
Okay, I like that.
You got to match my sense of humor. Because again, if I'm over here laughing and you like, oh, that was a little bit inappropriate, you're going to have to get the fuck out of here.
Oh, yeah, because we about to.
Respectfully.
Yeah, we about to box. Because I'm over here just having a good time and really, you know.
Yeah, we experienced that low-key years ago and I had to nip that shit in the bud. You already know.
Yeah. Damn, man. I'm trying to think, like, I got so many, dog. I guess I could just pick one.
Hey, you don't like... This is another thing why y'all really need to stop thinking that me and Bess is going to, like, get married one day down the line, because that shit ain't going to ever happen, dog.
Emotional?
Yeah.
That's where you're going with that?
Either emotional or you hate women that cuss like that. Like...
Oh! Yeah, that's a non-negotiable. If you curse more than me, hell, if you curse a fraction of the amount that I do, a percentage, yeah, I can't get with you. You already friend zoned. Yeah. Nope, I can't do that. And you know, it's a little hypocritical, but I don't, it's funny because I'm uncomfortable talking about it around you because I don't want you to think one way, but you're obviously an anomaly. Like, you don't count when I say these things. It's hilarious. Bess, I would be mad if you didn't curse. Like, we wouldn't be friends. Because, again, it's a part of you. It's a part of that balance. I know you fully expressing yourself, and I freaking love it. My lady, why you cursing? What's wrong, boo? Like, who?
What's wrong, boo?
Who hit you? Why are you that aggressive? Like, why you have a potty mouth right now? I love you. That's the mouth that I kiss. That's the difference, Bess. I don't kiss your mouth. I kiss my lady's mouth. Don't speak to me with that dirty mouth. I'm kissing you, and no, it's not cute. It's not sexy. I do you. I can't do you if you cursing.
Woo.
No. Mm-mm. I think that's what it is. I have never done you, Bess, and that's why. I don't look at you that way. That's why it's cool.
Whew, that mess is funny, man.
See?
Because I cut somebody out in a heartbeat. Don't play with me.
And I'll be right there cracking up. Get his ass, Bess.
Y'all, I swear I think we said this on a podcast, or we just either said it to each other. But I'm like, bro, everything that we hate about the opposite sex, we are as best friends and we love it. It just works.
Yep. It's amazing. Yep. That's a good one. See, and that's why I be coming to you. I be passing you the rock because you always gonna put it through the hoop. Cause that's a great one. What was the other one you said?
Overly emotional.
Oh Lord.
Hey, you better be careful what you wish for, dog. You gonna get motherfucking and don't care about shit.
Man, you ain't fine, dog. But
hey, that's a hard balance. I ain't gonna even lie to you. That's a hard balance. You don't get somebody that feels things too deeply or feels shit at all. Hey, what you taking, Bess?
Damn.
Man, I had the worst day of my life, man. I just have to. Oh man. Well.
No, well,
bitch, did you say well? What's your
ass here? Wait, no, Bess, no, that's you really got stumped over here, like for real, because I'm thinking of both extremes. Like, Bess, you got to think if you super emotional, that means we always arguing, or you're always crying, or you always got a problem with life. Like, life is always kicking your ass. Like, you just hit the lottery, and it's just, I just don't know what I'm going to do with this money. It's too much. Like, bro.
Oh, my God. That is so funny.
But damn, you don't give a damn
about nothing.
Like, hey, boo, hey, guess what, man? Yo, I got that promotion at work. And she's like, oh, yeah. Oh, okay. Well,
right. She just sound high all the time.
Yeah.
She's like, oh, word. And that's it, best. Nothing else. Oh, word.
Oh, damn. So, what's your for dinner, though? Like, okay.
Hey, I'm taking the overly emotional. I don't care what you say.
I ain't best. Been there, done that. I cannot do it no more. I am drained. That one drains me. The other one is just like, I'd be let down and disappointed. But I'd take disappointment over just drained and exhausted.
That's going to get old too, best, though. Come on, man.
They both
got to pick one. Best. That's going to be draining. You excited, best. Come on, man. Come on, best. We had one. Y'all, me and best had 3 arguments in the last 12 years, y'all. And one argument in general was he was dating somebody that I was not feeling. And I was like, Bess, you're not going to be feeling her. And he was like, man, why can't you just be happy for me? And Bess stopped talking to me for like a week until he stopped talking to her dumb ass. And I was like, well, told y'all, dumb ass.
Yeah.
Don't work.
Wait, but Bess, I can't, man.
I was not happy for you and I was not happy for it. And I was like, nope, it ain't going to work. And he was like, damn, but you couldn't just be happy for your boy? I was like,
yeah, see, that's the thing. You just gotta like just step back and not pick one. You just gotta be neutral and just not, you know what I'm saying? Just not.
Oh, that's even nice. That's what I should have hit you with.
Yeah, or just be like, oh, okay. Like, you ain't gotta. I wouldn't. You know what I'm saying? Like, I definitely would never expect anybody to feel what I feel because they're not in what I'm in. They don't.
Right.
My day to day, but it's like, don't shit on it either when you got right. The position in my life.
No, that's real. Yeah. And what's funny though is because of that and because you are that way, I can always tell when you don't agree with something.
Right.
You cannot poker face me. I know.
And
what's crazy is because other people will be trying to tell me what I already know, mm-hmm. or try to tell me something different from what I already know, and I'm like, nah, bro, he's not feeling it. I already know that. You ain't gotta tell me, bro.
Right, they'd be like, no, it's not that he's not feeling it. It's
I'm just like, no, he's not feeling it. What are you saying to me right now? Are y'all crazy? This is my best friend, dog. I ain't trying to be territorial, but bro, I know him. Come on, yeah.
No, that's real. You know,
I'm like, dog, he's not feeling it. Did you see this response? He's not feeling it.
And they got to the point to where I know you know, so I don't even try. I just react how I'm gonna react and just know that. That you're gonna know that I'm not feeling it, and then nothing else has to be said from there.
Nothing else, bro. We ain't never gonna talk about this again. That's how it is. Hey, I cherish that though, man. You don't find that.
We've talked about that as in regards to relationships. It's amazing when you got somebody that you don't have to use too many words with.
Hey, Bessa Khan, he but and I'm like, damn, lay it on me, dog. You need bail money, lay it on me.
What you know?
I already know. All right, y'all. So switching gears, for the last time, we didn't want to pop it off with Duty's email and word of the week. So we about to hit that.
Yeah, that's cool.
You ready?
Yeah.
Yeah. Drop that.
I got it.
And now Duty's word of the week.
This guy.
It's your boy Duty, aka Mount the Out, aka Malcolm XXX. And I was sitting there thinking about exotic animals, and if I could get one, what I would end up with. And it took me a little bit to determine it, but I'll pick a chimp, low key. Like, I mean, then yeah, they can get a little crazy, but overall they're pretty chill. And you can kick back with a chimp. Hell, they human like any damn way. At first, I was going to say a tiger, but no, I watched Tiger King. I'm cool. I mean, I already got a snake. I ain't trying to get no bigger snake. So I have to pick a chimp. I don't know why I'd be thinking about random shit like that, but a mini chimp, a mini milk. Out here dressed alike.
Why?
That'd be pretty dope. But what would y'all pick?
Duty, why? Why you have to dress alike?
Yeah, it sounded like he was smoking a beezy on that one.
Okay, he wouldn't even. This man don't even smoke, y'all. Man, that's man, it's crazy. But why? You know, definitely sound like hot thoughts, but y'all, he a truck driver, so it's probably 2 a.m. He just had a random thought, had to get it out.
Nigga, you know how much thinking you get done when you behind the wheel? I love it. That's part of the reason why I love driving.
Nah, you know, I hate it now, but yeah. But, you know, over the years, I really understand why me and Malk are your people, because we are the same person. It's so weird.
Mm-hmm.
Like, boy, what?
For real. Yeah.
But yeah, I would have picked the chimp even if he didn't, you know, like that would definitely have really?
All the animals, huh?
A chimp or a freaking koala.
Okay.
Or not a koala, a panda bear, my bad.
Oh, panda. Okay.
Yeah, I love pandas.
Hmm. Yeah.
And I'm gonna play designer every morning for it.
You gonna teach him how to jig?
To the panda song?
Yeah.
Then what happened to designer? That's another topic for another day.
Well, I mean,
where he go?
Is he still signed to Good Music?
I don't even know.
I like designer, honestly.
Yeah, but yeah, I would have definitely picked the chimp. They are definitely most
human-like.
Yeah, most humanistic and just easy. Now I ain't dressing it like me or nothing like Milk, but
yeah,
but I'm with it.
Jay wants a monkey. I told him I'd consider. They just, I heard they're a lot of work though.
I did hear that as well.
And they get into stuff. And I'm like, damn, Jay. I don't know, dog. So I don't know. I consider because I have heard of domestic monkeys and whatnot. You know, it's like a house pet. I've done some research. I've done some research on wolves. I strongly considered getting a wolf one time. You definitely can domesticate a wolf. So I'm still considering those two. I mean, if I could just pick
a domesticated wolf?
Yes, ma'am.
Jesus.
If I could pick any animal, though, I definitely would probably get a tiger.
You ain't hear this, man?
I know. I hear y'all. The thing is, the only reason I ain't got one, for one, because you got to have bread and space. But two, that food bill, dog. They eat by the pound, like pounds daily. Like, bro, I go broke trying to feed this damn tiger. But yeah, like that'd be dope. But other than that, yeah, like I said, wolf, monkey. I feel like I'm forgetting one. That might be it for now.
Man, if I had the capacity, I would want a dolphin too.
Okay. All right.
I think I love dolphins. Come on, man. We need to go on this cruise so we can go swimming with them.
I mean, shoot. You got plans. Your year is booked.
Bruh, how sad is that?
Why is it sad?
Because why is my year booked, dog?
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. I'm trying to figure out what my family doing because they was trying to take a cruise mid-July. But now they're talking about a log cabin because that not all of them are vaccinated. So, but they still up in the air about that. I'm like, well, can y'all get it together?
Oh, yeah, because let me know because I'm a cancel it all for that.
Damn.
Y'all be easy.
So I'm trying to think. I'm thinking about this cruise for sure next year, like planning it myself. But I'm telling you, I need to hit Ireland though. So I don't know which one I want to do first.
Yeah, that's real.
I've been saying Ireland. Ireland was actually going to be this year, but with us moving and everything, I'm like, okay, Lupin, let me play it safe. You know, that way.
Yeah, because come on, you ain't trying to be over there and get stuck.
Yeah, that too.
There's some crazy nonsense going on. At least I know you take me over there on the boat. You got to bring me back on this boat.
Yeah, man. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. Got this young passport, and I'm going to take advantage of that. You know? So,
My application still sit right here. I should be ashamed.
Wait, you just gotta. What? Why?
Exactly. Don't even ask.
You're right.
Don't even cuss me out. I'm gonna get to it. By the time you're ready to go, I'll be ready to go.
That's you know what? Know. You ain't worth my words. You wow. Silly.
Hey, hey.
Oh.
Don't forget, bro. You about to move close. I'm gonna just come over and chuck the shit out of you and leave.
Right. No words.
You already know what's coming.
Yeah. Yeah, dog. I don't know. Dude, you should get a monkey. Yeah, if anybody was to get an exotic animal, it would be him.
It would 100% be him. Because even as bad as, you know, or as nice as it sounds, you know, it just sounds too far-fetched for me.
I got you. I respect that.
So yeah. That'll definitely be him, a mouth thing.
Yeah. I'm going to keep y'all posted on that tiger, though.
Please don't. Don't invite me over either. I ain't babysitting.
I'm going to just invite you over, but I ain't going to tell you he in there. You're going to be surprised.
Ain't that some shit?
Yeah, that's what it's going to be. As soon as you walk in, you're going to shit on yourself. I'm like, uh-huh.
That's ridiculous. You been keeping up with Snowfall?
Yep. Saw the finale.
That's all I can picture right now. And I ain't even halfway watched Snowfall for real. That's all I can picture is that tiger scene.
Oh, that episode was so random. Well,
scene, what is happening right now?
The scene was very random. Yeah, you know, I ain't gonna front. Snowfall was good, but yeah, it was moments where it was like, I don't know, they just doing stuff, or it was like, well, who the hell is that person? Or it's like, why Franklin tripping? I don't know. It wasn't the best season, but it did its job.
Yeah, I definitely heard that this season wasn't the greatest, but
yeah,
I need to catch up. But let me tell you real quick, while we still here, man, I have been stalling on finishing This Is Us the last couple episodes.
Why?
Because that shit is just getting too real for me, man. And but social media will ruin shit quick, so
yeah.
At least I know how to brace myself, so I'm gonna watch that tonight.
Yeah, I'm like, how you gonna put that off? I mean, it's still. The world is still moving forward now.
I swear.
Don't do that now, because you got to be in the moment. You got to experience it in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
But all these,
I'm working on it. Anything else for the folks?
Masked Singer came on last night, so I'm going to watch that tonight.
Man, they losing my interest. They got to do something exciting.
That's funny. We said the same.
Yeah, it's losing my interest for
especially
sure.
Especially since they got one good singer per group.
Right, like what the fuck?
And they all like
as soon as they come out, we'd be like, nah, they go home. And
yeah. Home. Do you remember Amazing Grace? How sweet. Like, nigga, shut your ass up. I almost threw a tomato at the TV. Like, dog. And then, no, this is the part that pissed me off.
Oh my god!
And listen, this is the part that pissed me all the way off. Best, I literally almost turned the TV off at this point. Nicole started crying when he sung that song.
Exactly, I'm so tired of her. Good
best,
god.
Best, you're crying. Are you serious? So it was the words, because it wasn't the notes, it wasn't his thing, it was the words. Best. So if I go on Masked Singer and sing Amazing Grace, because I can do a hell of a better job than he can, I'm gonna get Nicole to cry. Nicole Sirschwinger. Whatever her last name is. Really? Really?
Ooh, child. Dude, yeah, they blowing me, Bess. I'm telling you, they blowing it.
Like, they doing too much. They commercializing it. And no.
It's not fun anymore. I'm not having fun anymore.
Hell.
I'd be forgetting to watch it. That's how uninterested I've been.
Yeah, they got me so ticked off. I'm making up words. They commercializing it. Damn it. I said what I said.
From what they did. What now? Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. That's what they did to it.
Right, exactly. Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Damn.
Yeah, so y'all, man, if y'all haven't watched Masked Singer this season, you know, I don't know that you need to. I don't know that you're missing anything this season. You should have caught it in seasons 1 through 3.
Yeah. Well, the last couple went so bad because what, they in season 6?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, 4 wasn't bad. I mean, 5 wasn't. I don't know. They starting to get ridiculous, and I'm afraid they're just gonna keep going with it.
Yeah, and Nick too busy having kids to care. It's like, know. Save them, help
I don't,
them.
I don't want to discuss that. That's for another episode. This guy here, he is putting us. He is giving us a bad name.
He's setting us back.
And he don't even have no shame in it. He really feel like it makes sense. He's like, well, you know, if I'm dating somebody. And I like them, you know. Did we just we comfortable? And we at that point, we not gonna use protection.
Like damn, you that comfortable with everybody every 6 months?
That was the first thing I said. And then secondly, okay, how can you explain your ghetto twins? Because you got two women pregnant at the same time. So explain that one then, sir.
They was all dating. That's what happened.
Yeah, like, what are you saying, Nicholas? Like, dude. Like,
not Nicholas. Bye.
And then look, he gonna say, well, yeah, you know, we ended up running out of protection. We ended up running out of condoms. You're Nicholas Cannon. What are you talking about? You can Uber for condoms. Like, dog, you rich as hell. Like,
man, Kevin Hart bought you a vending machine.
Best.
Use it.
Best. This man can invent his own condom tomorrow if he wanted to. What are you talking about?
He might as well capitalize off this nonsense.
Bro. Yeah, you ain't lying. That'd be, that, yeah, you right. Pete, that would sell.
Hey, I really do. Hey, I really do want to be one of his baby mamas. Though. I'm just trying to get invited to Mariah's crib. See, that's
another thing. Yeah. I can't respect these women as laying down with him having unprotected sex. Because why you want to become baby mama number 4, 5, 6, 7, 8? You look dumb as hell and you look like a gold digger. Like, I get it.
You just going to tell the people how you really feel. You didn't tell these people that you weren't going to do it.
Like, yeah, I know. I sure did. And you you pushed me into it, best. Like,
woo, because you know he was wrong, man.
Cause it's ridiculous, and it got to be us. It got to be our people, like Nick. Cause think about it, Nick ain't really got no stains on his legacy like that. Mm-hmm. Like, he's one of the good ones. So it's like, dog, don't make it this. Like, damn,
cause that's what they equating you with now. They ain't equating you with none of the good shit you done done,
bruh. Exactly. Like, oh yeah, you know he got 8 kids, about 6 women, or whatever it is now. Like, and then whatever. Cause I take pride in my fellow brethren.
Oh Jesus,
he not making me proud in that area. In the business area, you're doing your thug thizzle. I would love to be mentored by you, but I can show you some stuff when it comes to this whole relationship thing. Cause you're failing, sir. You're failing.
Does he want a relationship though? Hey, Mariah must have broke his heart some decent,
bro. Jesus,
like, do you realize she had to fuck this man up? Fuck y'all every since.
His kids got to grow up and have how many siblings by how many different women? Like, come on, man. What kind of example are you setting? Okay, let's get off this.
All right, you're right. You're so right. Y'all, let us know how y'all feel about Nick Cannon. I don't even know what the other topics was at this point.
My boy
has to say, but yeah, I didn't really hear back too much from my people in regards to the whole text message situation. I really was looking forward to what people had to say about that.
As far as dude telling Chickenhead that she needs to go find some business,
basically.
Yeah, like Duty said, he a whole ass nigga. That's all it is. Jeez. That's what it boils down to.
Yeah. That definitely was. Yeah. But yeah. That's it for me, man. You got anything else to add that ain't about Nick?
And another thing. No, I'm good, man. How much time I got? I'm about to hop on this game real quick.
What you gotta do?
I've been playing FIFA.
Oh hell.
Dog, I know. It shocked me too. But this game is really fun. Like, I don't know a damn thing about soccer, but this game is fun.
How about football?
Football. Yeah, man, final score be like 12-0. I'll be fucking them up in that game, dog.
Let these people go, man. Y'all, please send an email. I did talk to B. She said she was going to draft the email, but she probably didn't catch us before we recorded. So, B, we looking forward to hearing from you. Oh man, I can't believe we didn't discuss Dave Chappelle. Security team fucking that man up.
I was wondering. I figured. I was like, oh, okay, Best gonna bring it up. And I thought about it like midway through the episode, and I was like, really?
Best, I completely forgot. I feel like I'm in a Twilight Zone.
I mean, yeah. It happened. I mean, it ain't more shocking than Chris Rock and Will Smith, so it is what it is.
That's exactly how I feel. That's why I didn't even put it in notes, because it was crazy when it happened, but at the same time, it's like, damn, 2022 is just cutting, you know, coming in and clowning, because...
Yeah, see that mess don't even shock me, though, because it's like, he rushed the stage, he got beat up, like, I mean, yeah, it happens. And that's not the first time that Dave Chappelle got rushed, it's just the platform that it was on.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, he's got things thrown at him and stage rushed before previously in his career, but
because of everything that's going on. Plus, it's Dave Chappelle. Plus, his you know, most recent stand-up. Oh, since you brought it up, though, nigga, tell me why Cat Williams is dropping May 17th.
Oh, I was just going to screenshot that and send it to you earlier. Seen it.
It's on my Snapchat. View my story. ZADDY underscore KELZ for all our new listeners.
Not the marketing.
you gotta plug in whenever you can. Dog, I am geeked, bro.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward. Yes, so, skip the whole word.
Yeah,
looking forward to World War III. Yeah.
Yeah, buddy. And you know, I just seen him in Tampa not too long ago. So yeah, dog, he in his bag, bro. I'm excited for that. He got a whole special. But yeah, I mean, it's hard, that Dave Chappelle thing. I was like, oh, okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah, you just run up on Dave. I mean, everybody know Dave is. He's our generation's Richard Pryor. Like he everybody knows that. Black, white, yeah. Hispanic, comics. They all like Dave. He's at the top of everybody's list because I mean that's just what he is. And so he's well protected. I mean, you can't run up on dude no matter where he at. Like somebody gonna mess you up, dog.
Yeah, and they definitely messed that poor baby up.
Yeah, he his arm, it looked like it was a pretzel. I ain't know what it was.
Right, and with the best.
He was missing a whole elbow.
Best, what did they handcuff him for anyway? Why did they handcuff him with that arm? He can't move it anyway.
They childish for that.
They are so childish. I was like, whoever did this is childish as fuck.
It looked like it hurt to be handcuffed like that.
Exactly. Like, why did y'all do that? Y'all could have handcuffed the other side, but he could not go anywhere.
And then look, to add
handcuff his ankle.
To add insult to injury, when he was on a stretcher getting rolled into the ambulance, tell me why the crowd was booing him. Like, damn. Like, damn.
And they look like they almost dropped him, too, on the clip I seen. So it was just all bad, man.
He got his ass whooped and he got booed off into the ambulance. Like, dog, he don't need that. Boo. Like, I didn't know this nigga was performing tonight.
Ooh, that gotta be the episode title. I didn't know this nigga was performing tonight. Oh, my God. That man's funny. Ooh, we be striking gold at the end every time. That man's funny.
I swear. Okay, on that note.
All right, y'all. Until next time.
All right, later.
Peace.